Thanks, Miles. Welcome back to our coverage. We are here at the end of Special Stage 20. It's a bit blustery, but it is dry. It's cold. It's the Glen Stage, the last of the Jewel Donegal International Rally, and a rally which is going to be won by Manus Kelly and Donal Barr, because we understand that they have come through the end of the stage further on up the road to seal the deal on a 3 Donegal international victories on the trot. They've just become Manus and Donal have joined us now, just 3 others who have achieved that fate. We'll be speaking to them shortly when they come down here, and we'll be speaking to the rest of the leaders as well, but Manus and Donal safely through the stage. Paul Harris, a man that has competed in Donegal on many occasions, is a part of the backroom team of Manus Kelly, Team Kelly. You've been here this last couple of years, Paul, and it's another fantastic achievement by Manus. Him and Donal deserve loads of credit for it.
Absolutely unbelievable. It all started 3 years ago, and it just snowballed from it. And every year they've got better, and I think they really proved it this year, just how good they are, you know.
Yeah. And Manus will say this himself, and I'm going to say it as well. They're in the car, and they're part of the team along with Melvin Evans, but there's a huge support team behind Manus as well, and they all play the part in it, so they do, Paul.
Absolutely, you know, it's unbelievable what he set up, you know, 3 years ago, when everybody has their specific job to do, and all the boxes are ticked, and this just doesn't happen, you know. It's very well organised,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. And it's amazing how, over those 3 years, how the whole thing developed from that day sitting in the Subaru Impreza the first day, wondering what can we do in this, what sort of pace are we going to be on, and here they are now at the end of winning 3 in a row and the dominant force in Donegal.
Absolutely, he just seems to be getting better and better, and he seems to be able to turn it on and whenever he needs to, and slacking it off. So, you know, there's a lot of talent there. Yeah. So fair play to them.
Yeah, because we talk about game management a lot in football, so we do. But you need game management and rallying today, and the two boys have it down to a fine art.
It's a big thing now. Like I said, like every sport now is more professional. Everybody knows what they have to do, and these guys know what they're doing. And I'm sure they'll go on to get another one, you know, to be honest with you.
Yeah, there's still another year left in the Subaru. And Paul, you enjoy this in the background as well, so you do play in your part in the team. And we see at the end of all the stages, yourself and Seamus Doherty keeping tabs on things, what's going on with the tyres, the weather, the road conditions.
Oh, it's very exciting for us. I mean, it gets us back involved in the sport, you know. And we hear him coming here now, so.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Paul, and well done. Congratulations to you and the team. Here comes Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett. They're the winners of the Donegal International Rally once again as they flick the car around. He is number one. We're going to be joined by Glenn Swilly, as always, making the way to the car. We're going to get the two men out of the vehicle. Manus Kelly and Donal Barr are winners once again. Well done, Donal. Congratulations. That's another one. I'll have a quick review, Donal, before the team gets around you. That's what an achievement. 3 in a row.
Aye, it's hard to believe, Ashton.
Yeah.
Hard to believe. Thanks, Ashton.
Yeah.
What a driver, really.
Yeah.
It's hard to put it in words.
What a navigator, too. You played your part, so you have done.
I know, but I have the easy job, Ashton. He's an unbelievable driver, but I kind of get emotional now. Yeah.
Listen, it's fully deserved. Well done. You deserve all the credit. It's hard to win one, and it's difficult to win two, but to do 3 in a row is amazing. So it is, Donal. And what was it like today in the car? Because it was a different sort of experience.
Aye, sure. Yeah, it's a different challenge today. I was trying to get around, but managed to go very well. I drove very fast in places today and stayed with our 5 car. So I was trying to get that fine line, Ashton, and thanks for we got here.
Yeah.
That was great. It's unbelievable, really.
Listen, you deserve everything. Well, many congratulations. We're speaking to you again really soon. Listen, you have to go see your man over there and get on top of that car and enjoy this celebration here at the end of Special Stage 20, where it's a victory once again for Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett. Manus getting a hug from his father, Donal. Seamus McGinnigan, a former winner, over congratulating the family's round here as well. Manus, I'll not keep you too long, because I know Glenn Swilly wants to enjoy the celebrations here. What another achievement. Well done.
It's unreal, Lushin. We came into this rally and did a lot of prep and massive effort with the team again. And, you know, it's a mammoth battle, like, and all the WRC competitors that went out, like all the lads, you can't but feel for them, because they all put in the same effort and the same prep. And we're very lucky that it worked out for us. And that's unbelievable. It's out of our wildest dreams, hey, Ashton, and we're delighted.
Is this as special as the first?
That it is, surely. Like, you know, it's 3 in a row, and everybody's been talking about 3 in a row, and we've been trying to deflect it all this last year. And look what we've done there now. And by no means was it easy, but it was a different rally after Guy went out yesterday and all the rest of the boys before that. So.
Listen, you got the game management right. You got the management, how to manage this rally right from the very start, see that?
Yeah, well, we suppose we had to change our tactics. very early. Like, you know, we came onto this rally with basically just to put on a performance in every stage, and, you know, bust it out and punch it out, and we had to kind of go into defence mode then, you know, and protect our lead and protect the car and, you know, ourselves and manage the emotions and one thing and another, and thankfully with the great team that we have, we were able to do that.
You enjoy the celebrations here with Glenn Swilly. There's a big crowd in from the Glen to join in the celebrations. We'll let him go. We'll speak to him again shortly. An emotional Manus and an emotional Donal Bard as well at the end of Glenn. Another victory, another tremendous one for Manus Kelly and Donal Bard. They're in the history books, 3 in a row, and there's not too many men have done that. But now they've been joined by Donal and Manus. We'll speak to another guy here, Ian Barrett from Jewel. Ian, is it correct in saying you're national champion for 2018?
Yeah, Ocean, can't believe it.
It's a dream come true.
It is a dream come true, yeah. First time trying, and I'm looking for my dad, and he's not there.
Come on, we'll go walk a look here, and then we'll talk at the same time. It's your first time to finish Donegal. You got here last year about half a stage in, so you did, and then it ended up. And really, you were at the front from yesterday, and you had to manage this event, and you had to take a stage by stage.
Yeah, I have to say, Paul, that sat in this weekend has put in a monumentous effort. And between the two of us, and like my dad is, like he runs the whole team, and he's just like the last month he hasn't been in work at all, and he's just been working on the car, and it's a family effort, like, and he puts in so much effort, you know, and I'm not around during the week with work, and he does all the work for me, and it's just incredible.
Well, listen, you've done the work in the car, so you did yourself and Paul this weekend. This is your best ever result in motorsport, and something with motorsport, the family you've been dreaming of for a very long time, and to do and the biggest stage of all in Donegal, and a business that you're heavily involved in, been part of it as well.
Yeah, to be honest, Ocean, I feel a bit emotional because it's just been so difficult today, you know, up and down, and it's not setting in yet, but I actually am a bit speechless, to be honest, because it's incredible.
Well done. Many, many congratulations. Good man yourself. Yeah. Many congratulations on that. Eugene Donnelly's joined the party with Glenn Swilly. Eugene, you've done this on many occasions. You love watching these guys taking another Donegal one.
Oh, fair play to them. There's nothing beats the feeling of standing up on the bonnet there, having a victory like this under your belt. I just think it's fantastic for them. It's brilliant, brilliant. Would I just grab them here and congratulate them?
No problem, Eugene. Congratulating Manus Kelly. They know what it is. Both men know what it is to win it in Donegal. We've got Paul McGee here as well, who's the winning navigator. Paul, of course, not a Donegal man, but working in Donegal. Paul, we're live here on Highland Radio Sunday Sport. Is it starting to settle on you?
Oh, no, it's just surreal. I can't believe it. This time last year, myself and Ian came here to do the rally. We got halfway through the first stage, and it was so disappointing after such a big recce. And we decided that evening we're coming back in 2018 and we're going to give it a lash. And first time in Donegal for Ian, probably our first rally completed together, and my first national win in Donegal, bucket list.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled, and I just want to say to all the other competitors, particularly Damien on Friday and Kevin Gallagher, great sport all weekend, and it was so intense. Yeah. And to the organisers and to everyone, it's brilliant. Yeah. Just brilliant.
Yeah, okay. Brilliant. Well done. We'll speak to you again at the finish ramp. That, of course, is Paul McGee, the navigator, sitting on board along with Ian Barrett. They are national winners, getting a hug from Donal Barrett. Donal, of course, is a former national winner as well. Kevin Gallagher, the Donegal man, finishing second. Kevin, in the national championship, just briefly before we head away from the area here, you had a big fight in the Darien. Are you happy you're second?
He had a great battle all weekend, and of course you'll always want to finish first, but definitely in it a great drive, and we're happy to be here at the finish, and the pace is there, so and hopefully we'll be back to do it all again next year.
That's what I was going to say. A disappointment last year. You finished this year in second. You look for that number one next year.
That's it. We're working towards it anyway, so we'll see how we get on.
Well done in your performance.
Thanks.
Good on Kevin Gallagher there in the Darien. So that's the reaction from the winners of the International and the National. Listen, it's been another fantastic event. Manus Kelly and Donal Bard have written themselves into the history book. They've joined Cahill Curley, they've joined Billy Coleman, they've joined Ronan Morgan as the only men to win 3 in a row international rallies. We have had to wait 32 years for the three in a row to be done again. Manus Kelly and Donald Byrd have achieved that in the Subaru Impreza. The leading cars are now coming off the stage and they're heading back to the Mount Airgle Hotel, where the celebrations and the Kelly camp and the Byrd camp will continue. And not forgetting about Ian Barrett and Paul McGee as well, who drove brilliantly in the Darien to take that national title. Chris Ashmore is at the Mount Airgle Hotel. He'll be wrapping up all the results very, very soon. We'll go back to the finish ramp now and we'll get reaction as well from the leading crews and some of the other locals who have finished this big event. The Donegal International is coming to an end as we return to the studio.